From Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. Website 38 North said Friday that satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. South Korean officials have been on alert in the event that North Korea will conduct a fifth nuclear test to coincide with the Congress. Russia says it's brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and the rebels has left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and the opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, impacting 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless, said it puts innocent people at risk. This is VOA News. More than a dozen men have been arrested in Pakistan for the shocking death of a teenage girl whose body was found in a burned-out car. That story now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim.
When local residents finally managed to put out the flames engulfing these cars late last week, they found a charred female body in the back seat. Police say it was the body of Amreen, a local teenager whose supposed crime had been to help a friend elope.
The thinking was that they would create such a precedent that no girl would dare run away again, and no boy would dare lure a girl away, and no car owner would help such a couple.
14 suspects are in custody. All of them are related to a girl who had eloped with a boy from another family. Police say they decided to punish Amreen for her role in the escape. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Abbottabad.
A Turkish court sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison. Can Dündar, editor-in-chief of a leading opposition newspaper, Cumhuriyet, was sentenced in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, received 5 years behind bars. Both found guilty of revealing state secrets, the case stemming from the pair's reporting on alleged government arms smuggling to Syria. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital after beating Conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign to become the mayor of London. Khan spoke late Friday just after it was announced that he had won the election.
I have a burning ambition for London, an ambition that will guide me every day as mayor of our great city. I want every single Londoner to get the opportunities that our city gave to me and my family. The opportunities not just to survive, but to thrive.
In becoming mayor of Britain's capital, Khan ends 8 years of conservative control of the city. Mayors of cities from around the world took to Twitter to congratulate Khan on his win. His victory in the mayoral race offered a bit of hope to the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons were eligible to vote. A controversial sculpture of a praying Adolf Hitler, titled Him, is to be sold along with a slew of spring art auctions next week in New York. Over a course of 5 days, beginning Sunday, about 1,500 artworks are to be auctioned. Some experts suggested the works could bring in more than $1 billion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.